Hello, everyone. My name is Chris.
I'm Whitney.
And I am Peyton on the weather.
And this is the Last Resort podcast. Thank you all for listening. This will be a lot of fun.
This will be our third episode, and we're actually recording in a timely manner this time rather than like 3 months in between.
Yeah, this is like a week.
Yeah.
Week and a half?
It's been about
a week and a half.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, we're really getting on top of things. So for those of you that follow us, shout out to you for those like 4 Instagram followers we have that aren't ourselves
and
our alternate accounts.
Yeah, we don't follow back. I'm sorry. We have too much clout for that.
We're too good for it.
Too big.
The only accounts that we follow are accounts associated with the three of us, so I'm sorry.
So just get over it.
My meteorology reports are too high class to follow you back.
You have to have a high enough IQ to even understand it.
It's like Rick and Morty.
It's like Rick and Morty, biatch.
Morty. gee, Chris.
Let's go into like a Rick and Morty bit for
half an
hour.
Yeah, dude, let's do it. Let's do it.
I don't watch that show.
That's because you have a low IQ.
Wait, you say you don't like that show?
She don't watch it.
Oh, okay.
You might have heard a little.
I'm just not into cartoons.
That's a dab I was doing.
Oh, yeah. He has audible dabs.
Yeah.
It is pretty audible.
Yeah. All right, wait. You said you wanted to do a little housekeeping.
Yeah.
Well, we just did it. Thank you for following us.
Housekeeping.
We're working on getting it uploaded to iTunes and such. We just don't have the money for that right now.
Rated 5 stars out of 5 by Clammy Clammas. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited
to get on iTunes and start getting ratings, even if they're bad. I just like the rating system on iTunes.
Gosh.
That's gonna be fun.
Okay, maybe tonight we cough up some cash.
By Clammy Clickas.
We could do it.
Peyton's just gonna freaking give us. Make a bunch of iTunes accounts. He doesn't even have an iPhone and just review.
Just review it. And they're going to be all poor, too. They're going to be all 1 star.
The weather report was great, but other than that, terrible.
Yeah, give us the weather report for the day. Yeah.
Man, it's been sunny outside, bro. I tell you what, like.
It's literally
It's been cloudy all day.
Cloudy
no, it hasn't. It's been windy, semi-cloudy. Where I live, it's been semi-blue sky on my side of the valley. The silicone slopes, bro.
Silicone.
Yeah, so we out here. We big living, big pimping, spending G's.
Spending G's.
Wishing.
So, last week and the week before, Whitney has carried the team, per se, by doing all of the research for us. And this week, Chris is elected to do the research, so... And with that, Chris, would you like to take us away on a faraway adventure to the
That's actually
Neverland?
Perfect, because this cult is all about being taken away off of this planet.
Take me away.
Take me away.
A secret place.
A secret place.
I'm not participating in this.
A sweet escape.
Take me away.
God, I hate you.
Sorry, I'm talented.
She's an indie girl. What do you expect?
I'm an indie girl. I have
she's
bangs.
She's an indie girl. She sings songs.
I wear big glasses. I'm quirky.
Last episode was probably the first time I've talked to you for like half an hour and not heard. I have bangs. The face she's giving me right now.
Oh, wait. I have one more thing of housekeeping.
Okay, yeah.
So I was listening to our last episode. Mm-hmm. I felt so awkward when I would make a joke. You guys... would just be silent, and then Chris would go, yeah. Chris would just give me a little
what
tiny
was the
pity
joke?
Laugh. It happened multiple times.
It just happened to me.
Is that how my life is?
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Oh, right. Damn.
We are started.
Eat or die.
Take me away.
Eat or die.
Eat or die.
Okay, so the cult that we are showcasing today is the Heaven's Gate cult.
Heaven's Gate, come on down.
Nice, there we go. I like the enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So it is a UFO religious cult. It happened in San Diego.
Okay.
The cult started in like mid-1970s. All the way to mid-1990s.
Ooh! The pimpin' era, right?
Yeah, so now that we got that short little background.
Kaden?
Let's get into the meat and potatoes.
Let's just get right into it.
Let's comfort food.
Let's push away those vegetables. Let's get that fatty meat.
You know what? Let's just jump right into
rib.
It.
Okay.
Beef brisket.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Happened again.
Oh, it did happen again.
Damn.
All right. So there are two leaders of this cult The first one's name was Marshall Applewhite and his wife, Bonnie Nettles. And,
what kind of names are those?
I know, very strange names, and just a strange story altogether. Let me go to the next page. There we go. So, just a little backstory on both of those. In the documentary I was watching, Bonnie's daughter was talking, and
what
she...
What documentary did you watch?
It was just a documentary on YouTube.
Oh, you love those.
Yeah, yeah. It was just about UFO cults, and it showcased another one that we could do a different time. But yeah, so what... Bonnie's daughter, when she was 14, it was like the 1990s, they used to stand outside and search for UFOs because they both believed they weren't part of this world. So, as you can see, Bonnie...
So, Bonnie and...
Her daughter.
Her daughter thought they were freaking aliens?
Not really aliens. Well, I mean, I'll get into that a little bit later. They just didn't feel like they belonged. And they just wished a UFO would come and get them.
Oh, they wanted to freaking be taken.
Yeah, yeah. So then this is like, this is before the cult even started. It's like 1971, maybe.
Was this before or after E.T.?
This is before E.T. So around the same time, Marshall had just gone out of a 16-year marriage that dissolved because he lost his job as a music professor when he was caught having an affair with a male student.
Been there, brother.
Of course there was a freaking music professor.
Yeah.
Those ones are weird.
Yeah, right? And something I kind of noticed I thought was interesting. So he had an affair with a male student, which is obviously just kind of like a power...
A power move.
Pretty, well, almost.
Alpha move.
Just having an affair with a student at all is like power hungry.
Power hungry. And I think it's interesting that he ends up leading a cult.
Boy hungry, yum yum.
So, yeah. They met each other. I don't remember where they met each other exactly, but they both got out of their relationships.
Probably in class.
They met each other. Oh, no.
Who?
Bonnie and Marshall. So, yeah, they both had marriages before. They were both out of their relationships. They get together, and they bonded, like, spiritually, because they were both spiritual, but not super Christian. When they started, they shunned sex, because that's like how... spiritual they thought they were.
Oh, good for them.
They thought they were above it.
It gets worse.
That's why I'm a virgin.
Yeah, I'm too good for sex.
I'm waiting for a UFO to come get me before I get things shoved up my ass. I want a UFO.
Oh, man. So they start a business and try to gain followers, and this business what eventually turned into the cult. She knew everything about the Bible, and he was very persuasive, so he was the front man.
So is it like a Christian cult, kind
of? Kind of. It's like, I mean, not really, because they don't even really believe in Jesus. But they talk themselves up like they are Jesus.
Oh, so they think they're like...
I'll get to it. They think, yeah, pretty much.
So you know.
So they went on a year-long road trip to figure out their gospel. She like left her family and everything. Like her kids, they all just left each other. Or she left them, and they go on this trip. She like wrote letters to her kids, and in the letters, she was like super excited, and just seemed. She basically said that they have found the true gospel, and that they're going to spread the word.
We're pushing our handcarts to Zion from Palmyra.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But so in that year, in actuality, Marshall spent 6 months in jail for stealing a rental car, but that's when he fine-tuned his doctrine, so I think it actually probably helped him in the end. During this whole road trip, they pitch it around the country, and Marshall said he could speak telepathically to people, and people actually believed it, and that was, like, a big thing in trying to get people to come.
Just him, though?
Pretty much just him. Yeah, he said he could speak telepathically, and that, like, through symbols, and he would tell people, like, if you think this symbol, I will... hear it and I can come to you. And then this guy said that something happened in Oregon, like some people, like members died or they went missing, and he thought the symbol, and the next day Marshall called him and was like, I got your call, I got your message, or something like that.
He was like, these 26 symbols, if you write them in any combo on a piece of paper, I will be able to translate them aloud. And they're like, isn't that the alphabet? And he's like,
no.
No.
Oh, man. Okay, so most of the members that they picked up around the country were religious seekers, mostly part of the hippie movement.
And or homeless.
Those damn hippies.
Those damn hippies.
Man, I wish we could have gotten more of them with the nightsticks.
So they just had their members pretty much beg for money to give them money. And the wealthier members would give their trust funds to the church.
So they went on like a road trip across the country trying to like
gather members. Pretty much like a tour. Pretty much.
That's what they did in the one that I did in the first episode.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, man.
During like at this part of the documentary, it showed footage of the members, and they were actually like really creepy. Really? It was like they were wearing all black, and they're all just smiling, and like they all had shaved heads. They all looked the same.
Like Frisch Murda.
Yeah, I don't get that. I get the reference, but I don't understand it in that context.
That's the point. Cult.
So they didn't allow the members to talk to their family, which Whitney has informed me is a sign of a cult.
Sign of a cult.
Right there.
At R. Kelly.
At R. Kelly.
He does that. He would, like, get girls and what's the word? Groom them. And he would take control of their phones and text, be like, lol, not coming home for Christmas. Love you. Where girls would send, like, 30 word-long texts. They would now send 4
weird. Word-long texts. I didn't know it was that bad.
From R. Kelly. Yeah, he wouldn't let them talk to their family. He'd let them call, like, every 3 months.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's a cult. It was a sex cult.
It was a sex cult. R. Kelly. Oh, we should do an episode of R. Kelly.
I will feature R. Kelly in the next episode. It's part of my research.
Oh, really?
I'm in the closet now, too. Yeah, it's
oh, awesome.
Do you know what you're doing already?
Yeah.
Is it Scientology?
Yeah, it's Scientology.
We gotta wait till we do Scientology.
No. I'm ready.
It's 2-1.
What?
It needs to
we
be,
have to be good at podcasting.
I think it needs to be like a...
We need a lawyer before you...
I think it needs to be like an event, like our 50th episode, Scientology.
I'll sue you.
Oh, maybe like 25.
Yeah, 50 is just a number.
50's a little ambitious.
Just a number.
Fine. I don't know what I'm going to research
our
then.
Our 10th episode.
I don't know what I'm going to research then.
Oh, you'll find
just look
something.
Up cults, that's what I did.
You guys can carry the team until then.
Until next week.
Okay, yeah, so let me explain what they were preaching. They were saying that what they called a recycling of the earth is what was going to be happening, and that if they... So, okay, let me start over. Bonnie and Marshall said that they were aliens, and that they have come down to this earth, taken human form, to gather people to leave earth before like it gets destroyed or ends or whatever. Just to like live in immortality. And so that's what they were preaching. And they would say to the members, they'd be like, you have the alien like signal inside you. That's why it's resonating with you. And so people would be like, oh, I'm special. That's why I'm part of this cult. That's why I believe in it.
Love to hear that they're
yes.
special.
So that was a huge part of it. And so, and this was like 1975 is when they started. And so, and they were saying like, it's going to happen very soon. This, you know, we're going to leave. And they would like always buy like an example is that they buy small tubes of toothpaste because they're like, oh, I'm not going to be here very long. But they just had to keep buying them because nothing was actually going to happen.
So they were...
That's interesting.
They bought like the little travel tubes just because they thought they were going to be leaving.
Because they thought they were leaving any day.
Well, it's yeah, if you're going to be moving soon, you're not going to buy...
Why would you take your toothpaste with you?
Well, it's like... That's just a physical thing. They're going to be going off to immortality.
Like they're not getting in a spaceship and leaving on a vacation.
No, no, they're no immortality. That's the vacation. It's like the Bahamas.
Clean your damn teeth.
So by the early 80s, members started leaving because they were still on Earth. They're like, why are we still here? This guy said we should be gone by now. So they lost a lot. They had like 70 or 80 members in the beginning.
I thought you were going to say 80,000.
Like, no, 70 or 80. But I think early 80s when everyone started leaving. And during then, Bonnie started doubting it. She was writing letters to her daughter saying, I don't know if I believe him anymore. Like, something should be happening.
What?
Yeah, and this gets really sad. She gets brain cancer and dies from it in the hospital by herself, like alone. And
why didn't her daughter come?
Marshall didn't tell her kids she died for months.
Marshall.
Yeah, like months pass, and then her daughters finally know she died.
I'm shook.
Marshall, how could you do that?
Yeah, and so Marsh to like fill. So everyone thought Bonnie was an alien, right? And that she was like this,
like immortal.
Yeah, being seeing her die made people start questioning it more. And to cover it up, Marshall said that she committed suicide, and that is a way to become immortal and move on to the next part.
Gosh.
So that's what Marshall said.
Marshall. What are you doing?
So, yeah.
What are you quoting?
Myself.
Oh.
I just think of that.
Marsha.
Is that the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
I didn't see
it. But then it was that one commercial with Steve Buscemi in it. Marsha.
That's right.
The one where Snickers.
Yeah, it's Snickers. Snickers, and it's got the, what's his name?
Shout out to Snickers.
Yeah, what's the guy with the...
Danny Trejo?
Yeah, Danny Trejo.
I love Danny Trejo. Let's get Danny Trejo on the podcast.
Danny Steve Trejo. Buscemi? Oh, dude, Steve Buscemi's playing God. He knows a thing or two now.
That is true. So this is like where Marshall starts going off the deep end. He starts questioning like his members and how invested in it they are. So he tells all of the men. So he was a homosexual. He had an affair with a male student. And so he used to distance.
Wasn't he with Bonnie?
Yeah, they were married, but like they didn't have sex.
It's a Freddie Mercury story.
That's probably why he didn't want to have sex.
Probably. So he used to keep his distance from the male members earlier on to like stay away from the homosexual, to like his temptation of it.
Oh.
So, but then when he starts questioning all the members, the male members and everything, he tells them, he's like, we just need to all castrate ourselves.
Oh.
So he tells all of the male members to castrate themselves. Him and six other guys actually do it.
Holy shit.
They go to New Mexico to like some facility and they get it like
surgically done?
Yep, surgically cut off.
Wait, is that peen or balls?
I think it's just balls. Right?
No, I thought it was like your entire genitalia.
I thought it was just the balls because how would they pee? Because the balls is like where like the hormones come from,
you know? Yeah, I think it's probably just
the penis is just like the...
I don't know.
Penis is the exit route.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to research that part.
I'm pretty sure it's just balls from my anatomy knowledge from my one anatomy class I've taken.
Wow, impressive. Keep going,
Chris. Oh, man. Okay, so by now it's like 1990s. People are still following it for some reason, even though it's been 15 years and nothing has happened. But then word comes around that this comet that only comes 2,000 years.
Was it?
Hale-Bopp.
Yeah, Hale-Bopp.
Hale-Bopp comet. It comes around every 2,000 years. He says that there's a UFO that's following it, and that's the UFO that's going to pick them up or like take them to immortality.
Oh, frick.
So that's what's happening. So once the day comes, this gets pretty sad. Once the day comes, they write letters to their families just saying that they've left Earth to go to the UFO to live in immortality and that they're going to move on. And it just had this mother of her son was part of the cult, and it was really sad. She's like, the media coverage didn't like say names, so I'd hope that he was still alive. But like, she got his letter and like read the first line, and she just knew that he was dead.
That's sad.
Yeah. So, here's what happened with that comet. This is where things get kind of nuts. So the comet's coming. He's getting them prepped pretty much to kill themselves is essentially what they're going to do. He's like, they had to commit suicide in order to get to the UFO.
All right.
To kill themselves, they did a combination of, I think it was some kind of medicine. I don't know if it was like a sleeping pill or something mixed with applesauce. They followed it with vodka. And then suffocated some of the members.
Oh.
For some reason, they all had black sweaters on, sweatpants, Nikes, shaved heads, and had $5 worth of quarters in their pocket. And there were 39 of them that died. And I think it went in rounds, and Marshall was one of the last ones to die because there were like two, and I think he died, and then they put like a bag over his head because there were two in the end that didn't have bags over their heads. They thought those were the two that were the last ones to die. But yeah, three, like all of them just commit suicide. They find them, and they're all like, it was really creepy. They're all just lying in beds.
Yeah, they're in beds.
Beds, and they're just like covered up.
Yeah.
And they're all wearing the same thing, shaved heads. And I don't know what the quarters
happened. I heard there was like candle wax melted on all the, there were like nightstands near all of them.
Oh, really?
And they had like candle wax all melted. Like they had lit candles that melted all the way down.
Oh, wow. Weird. Yeah. That's creepy.
Red Dead Redemption parodies that.
I don't know how they found them. Probably.
Well, I'd imagine people just didn't live in their family. Right?
They like said it to their families, and I think they did like a newsletter to all their members and stuff.
Mm.
So this gets kind of nuts too. There was a member who's still alive today. He tried to kill himself. I think he heard about it and tried to kill himself like a little bit after, just to hop on the UFO like the last ride.
He wasn't trying to kill himself, like, for a different reason. That was why.
No. So like he finds out late about all of this. Wasn't with them. He tries to kill himself, but the cops save him. So he survives, and he's talking about it. And he says he's bummed, like he's sad that he wasn't able to kill himself with them, to be with them. He's like frustrated at himself.
To this day.
Till this day, like he's like, I mean, when the documentary came out, he was an old man, but he still said he's sad he didn't get to go do it.
Dang.
Yeah. I think when I looked it up, it said that there are two living members from the cult, so I think he's one of them. I don't know who the other one is.
That's is his head insane. Still shaved?
No, he looked normal. That's the thing. And it's just weird.
That's insane. I can't imagine being like that, clinging onto it that long.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. And it's pretty crazy. The website is still running.
No way.
Yeah. I looked at it, and they wrote, this is what was written, like what they posted right before the suicides, and it's still there. You can read it. It says, Hill Bop brings closure to Heaven's Gate. Our 22 years of classroom here on planet Earth is finally coming to a conclusion. Graduation from the human evolutionary level. Oh, yeah, and it's like conclusion. Graduation from the human evolutionary level. We are happily prepared to leave this world to go with T's crew. And they referred to Marshall as T. So
just
like the letter T.
Why?
I don't know. Him and Bonnie had weird names. For a while they were called Bo and Peep. And just weird things like that.
I like that they say crew, like it's like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, right?
Like it's Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Friends of our alien family.
So that's written on their website, and you can find the initiation videos on the website. And
dang, did you watch them?
I started like part one of the initiation video, and it's just real. Whitney saw it a little bit too.
He showed me; it was freaky.
It is creepy. His he doesn't blink very much, and he talks about how like he's just gonna be saving everyone, and how
was that him? Was that
Marshall? That was Marshall? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Marshall.
Yeah, he was freaking. He was scary, and his freaking eyes were so freaky.
Yeah, he had really freaky eyes.
Because he's an alien. He was being legit.
He was an alien. He was just trying to save everyone.
Nobody wanted to listen to him, Jesus.
Do you think he actually, was delusioned and believed it?
That's what, I don't know. I was trying to figure that out. I think Bonnie was, because she was, worried that it wasn't true.
Bonnie was what?
Well, because when she,
when
after...
she actually believed it?
I think she did, because she told her daughter, she's like, I think this might not be true and stuff.
Yeah, like she had doubts.
She had doubts about it.
It was never like, Lamau, all these people giving us their money.
Yeah.
What do you think about Marshall?
I think he knew exactly what he was doing.
But he killed himself too.
Yeah, he killed himself with the readiness. It wasn't like he was the last person to do it either.
That's true. I think in the documentary, it just said that was his out, and then everyone else just lost their lives.
I guess if he had ended up killing all those people, he would have
been put in prison,
being put in prison or whatever.
Yeah, but it's not like Jim Jones, who ended up being too afraid and had to have someone shoot him.
Oh yeah,
right? So
yeah. That's true. Yeah,
so
maybe he did, considering
he went under the same conditions, he had the same shaved head,
he castrated himself.
Castrated, that to me, also I looked up castration and it can mean either.
Really?
That
it didn't specify, I wonder which one it was.
Eunuchs back in the day would have either, depending on, there were obviously Middle Eastern eunuchs of Islamic faith, and then there were all the way back to Greek times, and all the way... different kinds, but it said some of them had their penis and testicles removed.
Wow. How did they pee?
I do not know.
Yeah.
I would assume maybe there would still be urethra. That's what I would wonder.
Maybe probably it's a hole.
Yeah.
Maybe they just need a catheter. Mm-hmm. But I guess back then they wouldn't have a catheter.
I have no idea.
That's weird.
That's just what it said, is that they removed
strange.
Both.
I don't know. And it said he was very persuasive. So that's the thing. These people are manipulators. But I mean... if he truly believed in it, does that make him a bad, an evil person?
I don't know. How do you come up with this shit?
I don't know. Because, I mean, him and Bonnie did pretty much make this up, you know?
I know, and that's what's weird is, how did Bonnie, make it up and then...
and then fall for it.
Delude herself into believing.
Maybe they just lied to themselves for so long that they just started believing.
Man, if I believe even for one second I had telepathy, I'd be so hyped. I'd be like, Whitney, think of a symbol.
Sick. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Good one.
Guess which one I'm thinking of.
S?
No, we're doing a letter? Or, a shape?
I don't
know. I was
know.
Thinking of a shape.
Was it peach?
Shape.
Oh, like a peach emoji?
Ha, ha. No, it was a heart.
Aww.
They're the same shape.
I mean, kind of. A peach is almost a heart.
Also, we don't know that it's not true.
That's there could have been a UFO. There could have been a UFO behind that.
On this realm of existence,
there is no way. There is no way to know that Xenu didn't freeze all those poor aliens, put them into our volcanoes, capture their souls, re-educate them, and then put them into humans. There's no way not to know that. That's left for our episode 10.
Episode 10?
Okay, 10 might work.
Yeah, episode 10.
Yeah, that's it.
Are we on 3?
We're on 3, yeah.
Oh, how about episode 4?
Episode 10, everybody get ready.
I've been ready. I've been studying for like a week.
Let's take a break.
And we're back. Thanks for waiting, everyone. Even though you didn't wait at all.
So loud.
We waited. Peyton had to go shit. And I went a little bit too fast on my topic. We only got about half hour in, so we're going to talk about another crazy, wacky thing.
I think we're going to do two topics per episode, so.
I think we probably should, except for, like, the big
Scientology.
Scientology could take one episode,
MK
I think.
MK Ultra, also. Area 51.
See, I thought Heaven's Gate was one episode worth, but it wasn't. It was, like,
I mean,
2.5 pages.
You get the nervous. The stage fright.
You get the nervous.
The nervous. I got like 2.5 pages of notes.
Yeah, that was more than I've ever had. I just try to talk slow and leave room for.
You have to leave room for
shit talking.
Anecdotes.
Okay, so Whitney, start us off. What are we going to talk about now?
Well, I did research on this on my own time and wasn't expecting to do it in the podcast so soon, but I'm down.
Yeah, I learned about this in a psychology class.
Oh, yes, Peyton, you're in for a treat.
My name's Jeff.
An oldie but a classic.
Yeah, classic choice. All right, so I'm talking today about the feral child named Jeannie something.
Oh, I've heard about this. No, I'm sorry.
Damn it.
How dare Dumont. You? All
I right. mean,
so like,
what
are you? Whoa, feral?
Jeannie?
It'll be good. Is it feral or feral?
Feral.
I thought it was feral.
Well,
it's feral.
Damn.
Have you been saying feral?
I've been saying feral for 21 years of my life.
I mean, maybe it is feral. No, tomato, tomato.
It's feral.
I think it's feral.
It's feral. There's no argument here.
Will. Feral.
Wool.
What?
I just said will, and that's why I was like, wool.
All right.
We can go on. We can edit that out.
Chris, hopefully. Now you know what it's like to just say a bad joke. No one laughs.
It wasn't
no
even a joke. I just said something.
No, he's talking at Jib.
He's talking out his ass.
Okay, so Jeannie here was... Are you two done?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So Jeannie was born in 1957 in California. She's actually born 2 years after my own dad, so that's kind of wild.
Same 57? Year as my dad, gang.
It feels like...
She was the year before my dad was born.
So you, same year like, as my dad, bitches.
Wow.
Weird flex, but okay.
No, all right. So... I don't know. It's just, to me, that's kind of weird because it's like weird to think that this kind of shit was going on at the same time my dad was being raised. Like
this sounds like something that would happen in like the Dark Ages.
Yeah, like way.
This
early.
Was seven like
the '50s.
Well, '60s, because she was like a child.
'60s and '70s. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, Bo.
Okay.
Okay. Before you move on, I just
we
like
both look at you for approval.
I just like how so Whitney's never played Red Dead Redemption. Oh no! I hope that shows up on the podcast.
It begins.
That was so loud! Holy shit!
Oh.
Whitney just ripped ass. Okay, so Whitney doesn't play Red Dead Redemption. Peyton starts saying, "Yeah, well, oh my god." It smells like eggs.
It's because I have cheese on my sandwich. Oh,
oh my god. Okay. So, it's not even worth it going back at
I'm
this
so
point.
I'm so sorry.
It
keep
is
going.
I don't even know where I was going with that. I was saying, so like, you've never played it. Your impression is just based on Peyton's impression.
I don't even know what he sounds like when he says it.
But like, your impression always goes... Yeah, well, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's always like I suppose.
Like just pushing
just
it out.
Imagine it being like an old man who can't get his words out.
No, he's
hip whip. I suppose.
Hip whip.
See, it's like all one word. Masmo.
I got lumbago.
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 Woo, all right.
That was a fun little break. All right.
No.
Feral child. There we go.
Yeah, speaking of feral child who just shit her pants.
Shit her pants. Okay, I really hope
put that. Put me on a little toilet.
Really?
Feral child jokes.
I hope. I know. Feral child jokes. Nothing. No big deal.
Just go like things.
I hope the fart like comes up on the podcast.
It was so muffled in the blanket I'm sitting in.
But I could hear it, and it was like it rumbled. It rumbled, grumbled,
and it stumbled. It stunk immediately the second it left my hole.
It was. Wait. Left your hole?
It stinked my body.
Oh, we're going off the rails. All right. Did you think the same thing I did when she said that?
What?
Well, we were like, when it left my hole. I was like, your butt hole? Or like, or the hole in the... What do you mean?
Butthole.
Oh, I thought you... I
didn't want to say butthole.
I thought you meant like the hole of your blanket, and that's when it sunk. You were talking about your butthole. What the hell?
I was talking about butthole.
Jesus, I feel like Dre Seinfeld right now. I feel like I've been exclaiming for the past 3 minutes.
Yeah, Chris is Jerry. I'm Elaine. And Peyton is George.
Peyton's George.
I don't watch enough Seinfeld to get it.
He's very cynical and sexually frustrated.
What?
Just looks down. Okay.
All right, so the feral child.
Yeah.
Jeannie. It doesn't say her last name anywhere.
Yeah, in a bottle. I don't know.
Yeah, Jeannie Bottle.
Oh my god,
I'm losing it.
Yeah.
All right. Back to reality. All right, so her dad, I'll give you a little family background. So her dad was freaking like an Army Air Force man, kind of gruff, you know. Yes. Her mom freaking was 20 years younger than her dad. They get married, and the dad was like abusive to the mom, and... The mom had some head injury, like, earlier in her life. I don't know if it was before or after she married him, but it wasn't because of him, supposedly. And so that caused her to have, like, neurological slowness and also a little bit blind, Chris. You have a thread hanging from your neck beard.
No way.
I'm going to
take a picture of it.
This will be posted on the Instagram.
Yeah. Whenever we take pictures during the podcast, they have to be posted to the podcast Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Jesus.
How is it hanging like that?
Show me.
Look at that. I don't know. You're not even wearing a black shirt. Weird. I don't even know where that thread came from.
Yeah, where did it come from?
It's still on there. Oh, it's
probably
on your
from
shirt
the blanket,
now.
Fam.
That's not a black blanket.
Yeah, but it was probably someone else's thread on the blanket or from this blanket.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, I got to keep going.
Yeah, I forgot we were recording a podcast.
Oh, Lord, I did too. Okay, so the mom had a head injury and ended up in California fleeing from the Dust Bowl.
Oh.
Back in the day, you know, Grapes of Wrath type shit.
Grapes of Wrath.
Her father was always insecure because his mother gave him a feminine first name.
Does it say what it is?
No.
LaQuisha.
This information is from Wikipedia.
Yeah, thank you, Wikipedia.
Thank you, Wikipedia. My teachers say you're not a valid source. I disagree.
Thank you, Yahoo Answers.
Okay. So when he reached adulthood, he changed his name to become more masculine. And he marries Jeannie's mom. The couple seemed happy on the outside, but they were not. He kept her from leaving the home and classic. Always was beating her.
Classic.
So... Then the mom goes blind.
Classic.
So they just have
from
like a
beating her?
Well, from her previous issues and like she had cataracts.
Oh, okay.
My cataracts. So she goes blind. She can't even freaking see the future abuse that the husband is inflicting upon their children. And so the dad never wanted children.
Same.
Guess what? The people who don't want children end up getting pregnant.
No, my pullout game's strong.
All right. So the first child. They So the dad got sick of her crying all the time, and he freaking made the baby sleep in the garage in the cold. So then she dies of pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Because he made the freaking 10-week-old baby sleep in the damn garage. Hello.
Hi.
Then they have another child accidentally.
Whoops.
he had health issues. Died from those, apparently. And then they had another son who the dad apparently forced the wife to keep him quiet. It caused, like, developmental issues. And then the third son didn't die. His grandma ended up taking him and then, like, returned him to his parents years later. And then after that comes Jeannie. She's born about 5 years after her brother, this Wikipedia says. So around the time she was born, her father began to isolate himself and his family from all other people. And she was, all these babies they had health issues, genetics, caused by genetics and stuff.
And feminine names.
Jeannie.
What if that was the dad's name? That'd be hype.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it was. Okay. So she had a bunch of health issues, had a hip condition, had to wear a freaking splint on her body. As she's growing up, the dad makes a concentrated effort not to talk or pay attention to her, and told his wife and her older brother not to pay attention to her. So then what did you... I had never heard about what you heard with the toilet thing.
Okay, yeah. So at nighttime... So he... The father made Jeannie to stay in that room, right?
Yeah. I think he made her stay in that room for the most part. I know she was very restricted.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I think for days she would just be in that room, and during the day... Well, she didn't know how to use a toilet, really, because she was never trained or taught. And so he would just strap her to a potty, like a potty seat to train. And for like the entire day, she would just have to be sitting on there.
Oh, yeah.
And it got so bad to like her skin would start.
Fuse to it, right?
Fuse to it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And she's freaking. Okay, I found that in the article.
Yeah.
It says, Jeannie's father tied her to a child's toilet in a makeshift harness designed to function as a straitjacket. So she could barely even move.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And the whole family sleeps in the living room.
Yep.
And she has to sleep, like, in the back of the house.
She got her own room, though.
That's true, I guess. And so she had to wear diapers. This is, like, her whole life. Like, her whole childhood, she's wearing diapers. She's not a baby anymore. So at night, the dad would tie her into a sleeping bag and make her sleep in a crib with, like, a metal screen cover. So she was, like, stuck, trapped in there all night. Or on the kid's potty. So she just was like super developmentally behind and
isolated.
Yeah, she's isolated, so she doesn't have any human contact to like help nurture her into adulthood.
Yeah.
And she like rarely speaks, like doesn't know words or anything. And she's super malnourished. And so I think by the time she was at age 13, I wanna say.
Wow.
Oh yeah, yeah. So she's 13 years old. Her mother threatened to walk out on her dad because they had an argument. And so Jeannie and the mom left him. And they ended up going to the social services, and there's like social workers who help them. Jeannie walks in, and she's all malnourished and like hobbles. She's like has a weird walk.
She kind of walks like a bunny. It was kind of like tiptoeing, kind of.
Well, it's because she'd stayed in the room her entire life.
So we had some technical difficulties. My computer made me update it, so.
You Apple kids need to catch up to the adults.
Yeah, about 20 minutes later, we're back for the third time. Where were we?
We were talking about hopping.
How they thought she might have had autism.
Yeah, so she hobbles into the social services place, and she's like, gosh, did you fart again?
No.
Yeah, it's just him farting. Lord. Yeah. For once, it's only me not farting.
That's true.
I feel like you're not a farter, really.
What?
I feel like you're more of a shitter than a farter.
He's a shitter, not a lover.
He's a shitter, not a farter.
Not a farter.
I'm a shitter, not a farter. Okay, so they freaking... She hobbles into the place. They're like, what's with this girl? She doesn't speak, and she, like, just grunts. and, like, just is hobbling around. Like, what's her deal? And turns out they find out all about this abuse.
Like, why does this bitch walk like a grunt from Halo?
So Jeannie's parents were both arrested, and they took her in to do research on her for a while, like psychological research. They apparently didn't get too far in that, and she was released later on in her life. So, she's still alive today.
Kind of really?
Just living her own life.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
good
she
for
is.
Her.
Well, as of 2016, she's still alive. She's kind of off the grid, so we don't really know exactly what.
I wonder what she does.
Like, is she like normal now?
I think she's like decently normal. Let me see what she freaking.
Just years of therapy.
I feel like we went to several people at like elementary, middle school, and high school that could be qualified. That they were like, this person was raised feral, I think.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so
she you know went... exactly who I'm talking about too.
Baby.
Okay.
You do, not her.
Okay, I have the info. So this is like after she was rescued, she went through a series of foster homes and like institutions, and like they did research on her when she was physically abused at these places. She mm-hmm. was harassed. And then there's an account of her friend from her friend that saw her at her 27th birthday party, and she was very depressed and uncommunicative. She still barely spoke when she was an adult. Then she became more verbal as her life went on. But there's really... She just kind of... I think she lives in, like, a ward. Like a
psych
ward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like kind of like a psych ward type thing.
Yeah.
LDS ward.
I for a second, I thought you meant, like, that kind of ward, and I was, like, I was confused.
Oh, like a church ward?
Yeah.
She found God.
But yeah, like, I mean, she's probably not able to... Not able to... provide for herself.
Yeah, and so her, like, there's this lady who, like, had a connection with her when the whole research and foster care thing was happening, and she's, like, been trying to track her down, but she apparently hasn't been able to so far. But as of 2016, she was alive, so she could still be alive today. Not positive.
Man.
She wouldn't be that old. I mean, she'd be in her...
No, she'd be our parents' 61. Age. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
My dad's freaking still kicking hardcore. 62.
Yeah. Yeah. All of our dads are.
Yeah, my dad's 63, granted, and he's friggin' rocking it.
Granted, none of our dads were strapped to a toilet or kept in chicken wire.
That is true. Yeah. Something I knew about the feral child, especially in Jeannie's case, was her brother was also abused during that whole entire time. And there's one time in particular that I just found. So you said that the father didn't want kids, right?
Yeah.
So he didn't want John to have kids either.
Yeah.
So
oh, he didn't.
Mm-mm. No. So he strapped him to a chair and would hit him in the balls. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Right in the testicles.
Didn't John go to school and stuff though?
Yeah, he went to school and he had to act like nothing was happening at home.
Yeah, and that was that was one of the things of which would it be worse to be the girl who doesn't know any better or the boy who does know better,
who was still getting beaten.
That was kind of makes my tummy sick.
The psychology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of that is which one would you rather be?
Ignorance is bliss, I guess.
Is it though? Like when your only ignorance
that's
is
all
that
you
your
know?
Skin is being fused to a toilet.
Yeah. And you're in this dark room all day. I just don't understand how like someone can be so evil to do that, you know?
He apparently had
a girl name
growing up.
Yeah.
He had a girl name.
But I don't know, man.
He had a girl name. It's okay.
That's what they say, like serial killers, like it's like, oh, he had a hard childhood, and it's like, but isn't it okay? It's not an excuse.
It isn't, because there are people who have hard childhoods and make something good out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, mostly, you know, billionaires and success stories and stuff you read, it's like,
poor.
This person had a terrible childhood.
Yeah, and they turned it around. Good.
But I think it's the same thing. It's people who blame the Holocaust on Hitler failing art school. You can't.
No. Do people do that?
Well, they say this is what set Hitler in a downward spiral.
No.
And because it was a Jewish organization, and then he had that one Jewish girlfriend who denied him.
Oh.
There's no putting sanity to an insane thing. That's what I don't get, is people who try and rationalize something like the Holocaust or something like the Pharaoh child. You can't put rationality to something so irrational. It's just insane. It's just that someone had something messed up in their head
more than anything.
Well, they're just doing it because it makes them feel good.
Or feel something.
Well, because like, well, I think Hitler probably did it because it gave him tremendous amounts of power.
Huge
amounts of power.
Of MP40s. They're such great guns. Never jam.
I know it. You know it. We all know it.
We all know it. They never jam. 24 round clip. They're great guns.
Oh my god.
Okay. Yeah, that should be my next research episode, is strange and freaky crap that the Nazis did.
Ooh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do that.
I like that. I'm coming for it.
Next episode.
So 10, though, I got it saved. Xenu, we coming for you. Miscavige, if you're hearing this.
L. Ron Hubbard.
He's not hearing this.
He should.
He's dead.
He'll still hear it.
But Miscavige, if you're hearing this, prepare the lawyers.
Tom,
if you're hearing
this. Tom, come on the show.
Please come out of the closet.
Huge fans. Come out of the closet and then come to our show.
What's his name? John Travolta. Oh, right. You're hearing this. Come on out. Oh, yeah.
John. Let's get John and Tom.
John, Tom, R. Kelly. R. Kelly,
Nicole
you're
Kidman?
Sicker.
Isn't she a Scientologist?
Yes.
Oh, she was forced into it because she was married to Tom Cruise, but not anymore.
R. Kelly.
Good girl.
You're worse. You're worse than all of them, man. Quit peeing on kids.
It was minors that it was all with, right?
Hey, girl, you look pretty young. Let me piss on you. Yeah.
Well, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think
we're just about there. Any other closing remarks on Heaven's Gate or the Feral Child?
Just freaking messed up, man.
My say is, if you're out there and you're feeling alone, you're not alone. We're here for you. DM me at Honda Classics. We're here for you. Don't join a cult.
Yeah.
Ask your family how they feel about it. If they say it's crazy, they're probably right.
And if you don't have family, ask us.
Ask
we'll
us.
Tell you.
Yeah, family. I'm going to tell you pretty bluntly.
I will give you my opinion.
Yeah, if they start talking about aliens, it's probably not right. Any religion that expresses explicitly that they're aliens, not even like deities, that they're aliens, is a pretty odd thing. So I would just maybe go away from that for now. Maybe stow it away for later. If you're 90 years old and you believe in a cult, more power to you. If you want to eat the applesauce at that age, I probably would too. It's probably all you can eat. So I'm just saying, if you're 90 years old, if you're 90 years old and listening to this, for one, props to you for figuring out SoundCloud or Apple Music, or if we eventually put this onto Spotify, I don't know. But yeah, you're not alone. We love you. Don't join a cult.
That was like a really wholesome.
I
did not expect
that.
That was very wholesome. Good for you. I do have some, like, just something to think on. Just something to let soak.
Give
okay.
Me a little brain candy.
Little brain candy. So I've heard theories about the Bible and how these deities, or even back into like Greek mythology,
don't do it.
That they were actually aliens that
don't
came
do it.
Down.
I will not.
And those are the gods that they wrote about or whatever.
Wow. Well, we'll be back with you next week to feast on some of that brain candy.
Oh, yeah.
We will not be talking about that.
Milling over. Yeah. Do your homework. Brain candy, your homework. Think about the aliens.
Yeah.
If you hear
required
this,
reading.
And you have any suggestions for a topic, please feel free to DM us on Instagram.
Twitter.
Reach out to us. Twitter. Feel
Reddit.
Free to reach out. Yeah,
Reddit.
I forget
we
ever did it.
Huh?
I think our Twitter got deleted, and we also don't have Reddit.
We need to make a Reddit.
Yeah, we'll make a Reddit.
I'll figure out the Twitter thing. It thought I was like a spam an account.
It only followed me and Chris.
Yeah, because it only followed us, and I didn't post anything. So
I kept putting, don't I have a huge butt? Look at my post in DM, sketchy link in bio. I don't know why I got deleted.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hot singles near you.
Yeah, hot singles for you. So yeah, that's a wrap. If you have any suggestions, feel free to reach out. If you have any questions on Nazi culture that you think would be a great thing to add into the podcast, something I should research for next week, feel free to reach out. But yeah, we would love the topics.
Or if you just want to chat.
Shout out to
you. If you need advice, we'll do an advice column. I don't care. I mean, I do care. I'd love that, actually.
Our advice would be so shitty, but okay.
Be so shitty. It'd be funny.
I actually give pretty good advice.
Anyways, shout out to T. Shep, our biggest fan. We love you.
Toddy.
Toddy. We love you.
Well, thank you all for listening. For now, good night, New York.
Good night, Chicago.
Good night, San Francisco.